Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director. I'm joined in the studio by Garland Kennedy, Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor. Good morning, Garland.
Morning, Rob. Glad to be back. And we had quite the cross-country meet.
Yes, we are rolling back the clock to Saturday, September 16th, a week from this past Saturday. And it could have been the ultimate mudfest, but it turned out to be an unexpectedly nice day for cross-country.
It was a pleasant surprise. Saturday morning was cool, crisp, a bit windy, but the forecast rain held off until the afternoon. And so when about 240 athletes from around the region converged on Totem Park, it was dry.
240?
As far as the coaches are aware, it was the largest cross-country meet ever held in Sitka, significantly larger than a regional meet. We had teams from across the region: Sitka, Edgecombe, Juneau, Thunder Mountain, Ketchikan. So the big schools, the small schools, also runners from some of the smaller towns like Cake were in town, as well as Grace Christian School, one of the best schools for runners, and they're up in Anchorage, a D2 school.
Yes, Grace Christian, our rival in everything.
As far as I'm aware, they came here to race the Sitka High Wolves, because traditionally they meet for the first time in the season at the state course, and this was an opportunity for both teams to get the sense of one another before that final 5K of the season.
Before we talk about individual performances, I'm looking at this picture in the Sentinel from Monday, the 18th, full-width photo.
Mm-hmm. A six-column photo. I think we call it like a good story, and you need six columns for that one. It is just such a mass of runners.
And this is boys. There have to be, what, like 150 or more runners in this one photo?
I believe 150 is the precise number of boys on the course, with 91 girls in the follow-up race.
Just describe the scene. Is it a tremendous bottleneck by the time they get to Sitka National Historical Park?
If you're familiar with the park, the back loop, once you cross that bridge and get to the shorter loop, there are some tighter turns, the trail narrows, and that is where some congestion occurred. Some kids lost maybe a few seconds on the course there, especially mid-speed runners, folks who aren't breaking free of the pack. It's easy to get slowed down, bogged down a little bit by a crowd in that back loop. But the road, they're running on the road itself from the Science Center to Totem Park, and they do have a little bit of time to sort themselves out.
You pretty much got to go single file or two abreast once you hit the park trails.
For the most part, yeah, except for a handful of spots that are wider on that first loop. Right as you're going down what I think is traditionally called, is it Lover's Lane, by the totem poles on the seaside of the park. It's wider there.
And then a tight turn at the bridge over Kazdaheen. Is the bridge present a problem to runners?
It can. You have a hairpin turn on and off, especially on the way on the first time on the bridge. It's a hard right-hand turn, but you even have to turn back a little bit, looping around a tree. Though, luckily, the rains before the meet had swept out the salmon, so the choking odor of dead fish that sometimes goes along with this race was out to sea by that point.
I'm going to make a note of that. Choking odor of dead salmon.
It can be intense. I run there as well, and I will testify to the power of that odor.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the survivors. Let's talk about the women first, because it sounds like that was an extraordinarily tight race.
It was. Less than a second. So Sitka junior Claire Mullen, a top name on the team if you've followed the Lady Wolves cross country or track, got second place in 19 minutes and 8.43 seconds. And the decimal matters, because the first place finisher was Juno's Ida Meyer in 19 minutes, 8.04 seconds. So about a third of a second faster at the tape.
And obviously they're doing electronic timing now in high school cross country. Yeah, the picture in the Sentinel, they are exactly at the tape at the same time, pretty much.
Judging by eye, you really couldn't tell the difference.
Right. Wow. Well, excellent performance by Claire Mullen, who is going to be around again next year, right?
Yeah, and just a super talented runner.
Okay. Who rounded out the Sitka Lady Wolves cross-country team?
Yeah, the team's second finisher was Marina Dill in fourth place in 20 minutes, 4 seconds. Another junior. And running around 20 minutes for a 5K is a very solid time.
Right.
And we also had other runners like Jade Kubik coming in 23rd in 23:33. And you can see right there where the pack is kind of finishing, right? In that 3.5 minute window, we have 20 runners crossing the finish line. So while Claire and Ida were fairly well ahead of most everyone else on that course, once you hit 20 minutes, that's when a lot of runners start coming in.
So that's 1 and 2 for the Sitka Lady Wolves. Who are the other three runners who scored for the team?
Yeah, so we also had Aaliyah Merkuliev in 18th place, 22:55. Nice time. Jadelyn Kubik coming in 23rd. She's a sophomore in 23:33. And then rounding out 5th in 41st place, another sophomore, Marina Marley in 25:12. And again, looking at these times, we're seeing that pack crossing the finish line here.
Right. And this is, the Sitka women are placing in terms of the overall runners. I mean, they send all the runners, all 90 women runners go at the same time.
Correct. And worth noting in this case, we had D1, D2, and D3 schools all running simultaneously and all scored in the results the same. So if we look at the overall results, Sitka's girls got 3rd out of 8 teams. Grace Christian beat them, as did Juno Douglas. And Juno Douglas is a large D1 school. For the boys, Sitka got 4th out of 12 boys teams.
Okay. The Edgecombe Lady Braves had some runners who did well.
They sure did. Bessie Williams, a junior from Akyak, got 24th place. So again, right in there in 23:36. With Sarah Banke, a senior from Nome, in 26:16 for 51st place, and Sarah Nanak Jones in 26:31. So some very capable runners, though worth noting Edgecombe begins practice a couple weeks later than Sitka and other schools in the region. So they are, year after year, trailing a little bit behind. They just haven't had that training time that Sitka has had.
Right, absolutely. What about the Sitka Wolves, the boys' side?
Yeah, Connor Hitchcock, another junior. It's a really, really strong junior year for both teams. Came in 2nd in 16:37 behind Grace Christian's Robbie Annette, who got 1st in a really remarkable 16:26. Fantastic time.
Still no Juno or Thunder Mountain
No.
runner. Okay.
The D2 schools owned that race for sure.
All right. Interesting.
The third place finisher was another Grace runner. 4th place was a Juno runner. In 5th place, we had Trey Demert, also a Sitka runner. If you followed Sitka cross country and track, you would know the last name Demert. His older brother, Silas, was a great runner for the Wolves and is currently running for college. And Trey crossed the finish line in 16:56. And Sitka's 3rd finisher, and they typically run kind of as a pack of 3, was Annan Wyland, a senior in 17:29.
And 4 and 5 for the Sitka Wolves?
For 4 was Calder Prussian, a sophomore in 31st place, 18:33. And in 5th was Brett Ross, also a sophomore, 19:20 and 40th place.
That's really good. This is a 5K race. The 5th place runner for the Sitka men is coming in under 20. There are a lot of runners behind the Sitka guys this year.
Correct. So with Brett coming in 40th out of 150 runners, it's just, they're a good team. And they've been a good team for quite a while. At this point, they have a legacy in what you could almost call a training pipeline, right? As you have these talented juniors and seniors who are trained up, they're able to bring in freshmen and sophomores and make sure that they're trained to a similar standard. And so you have a legacy that's able to sustain itself even as graduating classes come and go.
And the Edgecombe men?
Also quite capable. I might note that Edgecombe's men got 8th out of 12 teams and their girls got 6th out of 8 teams. Jake Frisky was Edgecombe's 1st finisher. He's a local from Sitka, 26th place in 18:04. And he traditionally runs neck and neck with Calder Prussian. And this year, this race, he beat him by about 30 seconds. Edgecombe's next finisher was Franz Firmoil, a senior from Chivak, Alaska, in 19:13, 39th place. Another really solid finisher, though he said to me that he, though he ran as a child, he only got back into cross country this year.
So potentially dangerous for future meets. What is next for cross country?
This weekend in Juneau is Region 5. Worth noting, Juneau is a hillier course. Sitka is pan flat, a bit curvy. They'll be racing in Juneau. And then a week after that in Palmer, which is a change from last year. In Palmer, they will be running the state meet. Palmer's course is quite a bit flatter than the Bartlett course where they've run it traditionally.
Hopefully we'll have you back with more good news about Sitka High and Mount Edgecombe teams' performances in that. Garland Kennedy is Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor. I'm Robert Woolsey. You've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio. Thanks for coming in, Garland.
Thanks, Rob.